Hey folks, producer Jim here from the Around the House radio show, America's number one home improvement powerhouse. I've seen Eric test thousands of gadgets over his 30 plus years as a certified kitchen designer, and he's just dropped his hand-curated top 10 picks for 2026 that'll make your home smarter, safer, and way more efficient. Rush to AroundTheHouseOnline.com, top products, now. Click the bold names for Amazon deals and snag them before they're gone. Eric G's favorites for 2026. Your house deserves this upgrade. Ready to turn your house into the home you've always dreamed of without the headaches or huge bills? You're tuned to Around the House, the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast, with expert advice that's helped millions tackle everything from remodels to repairs. Hosts Eric G. and John Dudley have got you covered with the best advice and information about your home. Now, let's get this hour started.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Eric G. John Dudley, good to see you, brother.
What's happening, man? Good to be here, as always. Thanks for joining us, Ted.
I'm excited for this one.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, Ted. Great to have you here. And Ted Spears is the president of the Patch Boys. And I tell you what, one of the hardest things in home improvement out there is trying to find somebody that can do that job that's not the big full job, but it's a small job. And you don't really want to trust those handymen because sometimes handymen out there aren't the best drywall people. And I tell you what, like me, I don't like doing it. So I'd rather have somebody. So we thought, let's get Ted in here to talk about the Patch Boys. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here. And it's always fun talking about drywall because it's something I always say it's art and science. And that's why it's tricky. Well, that's why you need somebody that knows what they're doing, because our best customer are the do-it-yourselfers that go onto YouTube, try to figure it out. And then guess what? We get a call afterwards and we go, hey, I tried it. It didn't work. And we're like, hey, we won't, keep that between us. We'll come out and take care of it.
Not as easy as it looks.
It is not. It is not.
Man, it is the truth, because so many times, especially with, hey, I had a water leak in the garage or something like that. And it's that kind of inoffensive place to try to get it. And you might get the drywall up there, okay, but the rest of it is where things go sideways, whether it's the taping, the mudding, the texture, trying to get that to match up can be difficult. That's where the expert level comes in. And that's where we start, in my opinion, at least, jump from the science into the art.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing in terms of, and 50% or more of our jobs are ceiling work. 50% more, which is amazing if you're outside the business. But if you think about it, you have roof leaks, you have bathroom leaks upstairs, you have one of the first thing we do is work with our franchisees to get vendor relationships, because everything is behind the wall. So if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, you're putting in insulation, if something goes wrong, you need our help. And most of the time, like a plumber is an expert at plumbing, they're not an expert at fixing the drywall afterwards. It's something that we work with a number of partners in the marketplace, because after they're gone, we come back and make it look right.
Well, especially, right, John? I mean, let's say you're getting a house replumbed and, you've got holes here and there. You've got a 8-inch tall by 10-foot long hole down the middle of the backside of the kitchen wall in another place, just trying to get something done. And all of a sudden you're trying to find somebody to do the job. And some of these, and I'll say most of the drywall contractors, the bigger ones out there, go, nah, I'd just rather tear it all out and put a whole new thing in there, because they just don't want to mess with it.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, Eric, that's when, a lot of handymen get called. And I imagine you guys follow behind a lot of handymen that couldn't quite get the job done correctly either. I was a contractor for almost 30 years, Ted. So I have tried it all and seen it all and learned to stick what I'm good at for sure. But yeah. And honestly, I think a lot of, you talk about plumbers not being expert drywallers, half of them don't even pick up the scrap they cut out. But maybe that was just my sub. I don't know. Yep. A lot of homeowners are surprised by that. They're like, oh, well, we thought you would fix the wall too. He's like, no, I'm a plumber. I'm an electrician. I don't.
Yeah, they just say, okay. Yeah. And that's why, and Because the other thing, and I get up, you know, I go out on the road with my franchisees a lot, and we have coaches that do it. I'm amazed how many people will have a ceiling leak, and we'll go out there and estimate it. And then we ask the obvious question, have you fixed it? And there is a percentage of people that haven't. And we have to tell them, John, right? We have to say, all right, we want relationships in the marketplace. So we'll say, Eric the plumber is a good partner of ours. Call him first. He will fix that. Then we'll come in because, you know, if we fix it, you know, and then you have a bathtub issue, next time you use the bathtub, you're going to have the same problem. And, you know, you don't want to do that. So it's a two-way street for us. But you're right. I was out in Pittsburgh a couple months ago, and they had an issue with their water where it's eating through the pipes. And so in a county, they literally would have to go into homes and replace everything. And they might have had 50 holes they had to go in. And so we were the ones that would come in afterwards and fix it, because you can't have that in your house, right?
Yeah,
we had that here in the Pacific Northwest with the homes that were done with the early CPVC pipe.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that stuff, I don't know if they were, you know, there's a bunch of class action lawsuits, so I don't want to get into that. But basically, I had one of those homes that I was renting for a little bit, and I would be sitting there in the living room watching television, and I would hear in the crawl space down below a boom, you know, and 3/4-inch line just came apart on a 60-degree day in the crawl space. But that also happens on the walls too. And I can't believe how many times I've seen that happen. And same kind of thing, to fix it right, it's all going to come out and it has to get in there. And there's a significant amount of drywall work, as well as, man, they are getting funky on drywall textures across the country. It's not just your knock down an eggshell now. It's 32 different plaster ways of doing it.
Yeah,
you're made. And I wrote down a few of them, but I mean, that's really where that creativity and art comes from, because some people do abstract, you know, they kind of create their own. And if you're coming in afterwards, you can fix the hole, but then you have to match the texture. And so you have to have that creative eye to kind of say, all right, because a lot of times the person that did it, they're long gone, right? And, you know, the homeowner's had the house for 10 years and they're like, hey, I want to fix it. So you really have to be talented to be able to not only fix the hole, but then match that texture.
Yeah, a lot of test pieces. And then the client looking at you going, why are you using a push broom on our ceiling?
Yeah. And the other thing, you know, that we get a lot of, I'm sure you guys like popcorn ceiling in terms of removing popcorn ceiling, you know, that's also a big thing, because people, you know, they want it out of their house, and getting that off a ceiling. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever done it. I was down in Charlotte a few weeks ago with our franchisee. It is a mess. Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
It is. And so it's one of those things. You're right, John, in terms of you talking about the amount of textures that are there, and a lot of it's regional. Like, you know, I'm up in the Michigan area, and you know, most of our stuff is flat, but you know, in different regions across the country, especially south, lots of texture.
Yeah,
we had here in the Pacific Northwest, if it's 60s, 70s, 80s,
yep,
maybe into early 90s, that popcorn is up there. And holy smokes, that is, I think that's one of the different levels of hell of removing that, in my opinion, because not only do you got to get that stuff off, and I've tried every way. I've tried drywall sanders. I've tried misting it. I've tried all of it. It's doesn't matter. It's all miserable. Yeah. And then you got to go back and patch it, because the drywallers that traditionally put it up, especially in the 60s, 70s, they had just basically done a one coat on the drywall. So there's nothing really spanned out on the seams. And so now when you go up there, it's almost like you put new drywall up there, because you still got probably two more coats of drywall just to get enough to put just a simple eggshell or a orange peel on it.
Yep, that's the worst. We used to use the airless sprayer, and not really mist, more like soak. Yes. Send the labor in there with a 12-inch blade. And
well, have fun, kid. And for all those reasons, it's not inexpensive, right? And so trying to talk to the customer about the time it takes to do it right. And you're right, Eric. It's like, hey, when you scrape it off, nine times out of 10, you got to fix some things because it just doesn't come off, you know, like, you know, you're taking whipped cream off of a strawberry or something. I mean, you know, it's embedded and you got to get it out of there.
And yeah, John, one thing that I saw, and you probably ran into this as well, if you put too much moisture up on that drywall, when you go to prime it later on, that primer doesn't adhere to the drywall very well. So now you got a peeling thing. So when you hit your PVA primer or whatever on it, because it was never primed before back in the day anyway, at least in my area, it doesn't really want to soak in because that drywall had been so wet from the peel. So then all of a sudden you're pulling off dinner plate sized pieces of primer that didn't adhere.
You have been listening to the Around the House Show. We will be right back.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com. If I could dream of— Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com, websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
What's up? This is Sticks and Inya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show. If this is the first time catching the show, you can find out more at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Now let's rejoin the conversation with Ted Spears from the Patch Boys.
When you hit your PVA primer or whatever on it, because it was never primed before back in the day anyway, at least in my area, it doesn't really want to soak in because that drywall had been so wet from the peel. So then all of a sudden you're pulling off dinner plate sized pieces of primer that didn't adhere. And you're doing it over again.
You're making my head hurt just thinking about the past. Like,
no, I was saying you're both making a case for our business, right? Because you want experts that know what they're doing. It's not their first time and are going to do it right and stand behind what they do, right? You know, we don't go away after the job is done. I mean, our numbers at corporate are public and our franchisees. And so we stand behind our work. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we do this all the time.
I tell you, in the Northwest, you either had smooth wall on a lot of the turn of the century homes, for example, in Tacoma, or you had the, like you say, Eric, 60s, 70s, 80s with popcorn. Both nightmares. And I'll tell you, because you try to match a smooth wall and now you're trying six different roller covers with the paint to try to get that just a little bit of orange peel. That's just as difficult as matching like some of the crazy textures. Man, oh man. And a lot of it was on plaster. So then you're like, okay, now we're matching path. Plaster with drywall. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throwing sand in there. You're like, maybe that'll work.
I know. Yeah.
I should have called you, Ted.
I know. Now, you're talking about what I deal with every day now, right? Yeah. Yeah. We deal with that every day. And you know, it's funny, you know, when you go online, sometimes I go down a rabbit hole, just watch. I'm so impressed with, you know, the people that are good with drywall and know how to do it, because they make it look so easy. You know, they're so talented, and people don't understand how difficult it is to do it.
Yeah, like Bob Vila. He's like, hey, I can't. My tree doesn't look like that.
It's funny. It's like any other art, right? It's like watching your favorite band play out there and the guitar player's up there just shredding along. They make it look so easy. Their eyes are closed. They're playing the guitar behind their head. And you can look at it and go, oh, that's simple. No, they spent 25 years learning that skill. So,
yeah.
You're right. And that's, you know, that's one of those things that I've been here 6 years now. And by no means, I tell people, hey, I can do drywall and, you know, I can patch. You just probably wouldn't want to pay me to do it. That's why we have, that's why we have hire technicians that you have 5+ years and that are out there that are experts, and our franchisees, you know, rely on that relationship between them and our technicians to make sure we do the job right.
Yeah. Well, Ted, one like of the things too that I noticed that I see out there is drywall can be so finicky, especially in areas where the house is moving around a little bit, whether you're in the northern states and the day starts out at 60 degrees and it's minus 10 that night. You know, and the house is creaking and cracking and moving. That's where you see those weird little cracks around windows and doors and stuff, where maybe the drywall wasn't done correctly to begin with because they put the seam going the wrong direction. And yes, you can do that, drywall people out there that are the amateurs. And now you're chasing that crack for decades trying to wonder what happened.
We see that all the time. I talked to a customer a couple of weeks ago because they don't know, right? They think their house is falling versus, you're right, when it's cold versus hot, you know, the house, you know, expands and contracts. And if, you know, the house wasn't built exactly right and that drywall's loose, you're going to see stress cracks. So that's one of our top 5 things we do is go in and fix the stress crack and then reinforce around the area so that it minimizes it. Yeah. You're never going to get rid of it 100%. You know, with the stress crack, and we explain that to the customer, but there are ways to reinforce that area so you minimize it. But, you know, especially, you know, as we're going into now in the Michigan area, you know, it was super cold and then it warms up, but you see a lot more than that. And then, you know, we got to let the customer know, no, your house is not falling down. It's a stress crack. Basically, you take them through it and then, yes, we can fix it. And here are the things we're going to do in addition to just fixing that crack.
Yeah, I saw a ton of that stuff in the desert. I lived in Arizona for 8 years. Ton of that stuff in the desert. And in newer houses, right? You know, $800,000, $1 million houses 15 years ago, I'm talking about. And like you say, Ted, they're like, this is my fancy house. Why is this crack not going away? And you fix the crack and it comes back 2 years later and you're friends with them. And you're like, you have to understand, like, it's just what you just said. Like, the reinforcement's a big issue to try to keep those from coming back. And they seem to never really go away.
And it seems like the newer drywalls, that now that we've got these light drywalls and they're adding, it seems like, air to the mix to make these sheets lighter, which for me, when I'm moving around a sheet of 5/8, 4x8, I like that feeling. But you know something? It seems that it's cracking more often in situations that maybe the older, thicker, and it's the same dimension, but it was denser and it seemed that was a little more sturdy back in the day.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, the different options that are there. You know, we get into, we do, you know, stuff with soundboard, you know, where somebody wants to, you know, have a soundproof room. And so it's a combination. And then you get into moisture, you mean board, when you're trying to minimize any moisture issues. And so this is why you want to deal with somebody that's in the business, right? You know, yeah. So they can understand what your problem is, and then we can help you fix it the first time versus getting a call from somebody that might have done it with somebody else and they did it wrong. And then they come to you and say, hey, can you fix it?
Yeah, I've seen some disasters where homeowners run down to the home improvement store, they buy a couple pieces, it's their first try, and, you know, I pat them on the back and say, nice work for giving it a shot. Mm-hmm. But when they get out the hot mud and start throwing on 10 times the mud that they probably needed, and it looks more like a art project than it does a smooth wall. I can imagine you guys coming in going, wow, this stuff's like heavy duty Bondo on here. It is so hard to sand.
Get the belt sander. People using fix all.
People over mud all the time. The intent is, hey, I've got to put enough on it. And that's why we do three coats, and it's, you keep it very thin and you know what you're doing. So you build up to it. But I've even done it myself when we, you know, the first couple of years we have a lab and you do it, you think you have to over mud, but guess what happens when it's finished? You've got to sand that thing and it's way too much and you create a mess. And it's like, you know, that's why I leave it up to the experts, because you're right. You need to understand the finished product and what you need and don't need to make sure it's done right.
You'll only do that a couple of times because you have to sand it. And I speak from experience, obviously. I'll admit I've done it. And then you will undermud a couple of times and go, yeah. And then, you know, after a lot of cursing and a lot of headaches, you start to figure it out and you're like, wow, I'm pretty good at this. And then you go, I don't want to do this. Where's my drywall sub? I feel like drywall has to be a close second, right behind painting, as one of those, well, I can do that, homeowner things, you know, like everybody thinks they can paint and do drywall until they try it and they go, man, that's not as, like Eric said, with the guitarist, you're like, oh, that took him 10,000 hours of practice.
You have a whole new appreciation.
Yeah.
Around the House will be right back to continue our conversation with Ted Spears from the Patch Boys after a word from our sponsors. If you are new to the show, find out more at aroundthehouseonline.com. Don't go anywhere. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks, and now back to the show. Hey folks, producer Jim here from the Around the House radio show, America's number one home improvement powerhouse. I've seen Eric test thousands of gadgets over his 30 plus years as a certified kitchen designer, and he's just dropped his hand-curated top 10 picks for 2026 that'll make your home smarter, safer, and way more efficient. Rush to aroundthehouseonline.com, top products, now. Click the bold names for Amazon deals and snag them before they're gone. Eric G's favorites for 2026. Your house deserves this upgrade. Welcome back to the Around the House Show. If this is the first time catching the show, you can find out more at aroundthehouseonline.com. Now let's rejoin the conversation with Ted Spears from the Patch Boys.
No, I was going to bring that up, Eric, to you and John. It's a combination, right? Because if somebody comes in my house and does a nice job in drywall and then leaves a mess, guess what? They're getting 1 star out of 5 because that's part of the experience to do it. And so we literally train our franchisees when we bring them in, you know, to training before they even get out in the field. We take them through how you have to set up and what you have to do from your zip holes and your plastic. And it's something, it really does two things. And we also put tarps down on the way in and out. It does two things. One, if you do it right up front, and sure, it takes a little more time, but then any of the cleanup afterwards is minimal. Sure, you know, John, to your point, it's, you're still going to have some, and we're going to make sure it gets cleaned up. But the more you do that, and also we are very concerned about the customer experience, about being on time, making sure we do things the right way. And it's the message we send to the customer too. And we talk to them up front when we, about the estimate, about how we want to make sure we set up your home so that we keep it clean and we do a good job. And when we're gone, you don't even know we were there, because we've all done it. Somebody comes in the house, they finish something, and then I'm vacuuming and cleaning afterwards, and it really leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
It's everything. There's a reason I never ran out of work as a contractor. And one thing I would really, I mean, because it's amazing what you see out there, messes guys will leave and unfinished work and whatever. But I used to, one of my biggest pet peeves with all my guys, I would just iterate and iterate. Man, we leave houses cleaner than we found them. I don't care if it's dust bunnies from 3 weeks ago and it was theirs, clean, you know, leave it cleaner than we found it. That was always our motto. And it makes all the difference in the world. They're going to call you again. They're going to tell their friend about you. It's the experience of it. Yeah. And they're not going to be so picky with maybe the spot of texture that's not exactly perfect. They're like, but damn, the piano's clean.
You're right. It's about that total experience, right?
And it's got to be interesting, too, because, you know, we were talking textures earlier, but I can't tell you how many drywalled or plaster ceilings that I've seen that have that circular artwork in the texture. Mm. Or even in this brand new house that I'm in now, they came through here. It's 7 years old. It's got this, I forget what they call it, but it's got this new plaster technique where it looks like they peeled off little sections with hard edges out of it. You know, it's a smooth wall and then it peels out of there. And I'm looking at that going, I need to do some electrical work in here. And I'm like, I've been putting it off because I'm just like, I don't want to patch.
Well, you know who to call, Eric.
Yeah.
You do. And you're right. And I'm serious, just from the outside looking in, the creative eye that our technicians have to be able to figure that out, right? Because they've done a ton, but some of it was new to them, but they understand the tools that you need to be able to create it. And then with texture, you know, the nice thing about it, once you get rid of it, you can play with it, right? You can put it up there and you can look at it. And then, hey, you're not going to use a 5-minute mud on it, right? You know, you might use 20, and then you wipe it back. Hey, that doesn't work. Let's try again. And it's, to me, it's fascinating in terms of that expertise that you need to have, to, especially with texture.
Yeah, it can actually really be fun when you get to be creative with it like that. It's fun and cool when it works out, right? When you're like, yeah, I found this thing laying in the yard, this plastic child's toy, and I used it to poke and scrape, and it came out perfect. Like, then you're excited. You're a genius, right? But that happens once out of 100 times for me.
Oh yeah. Just the other day, we had training in Ann Arbor when we bring franchisees in, and we have kind of a texture class. And, you know, we have a lead tech that's been doing this for 15 years. And so he did all this texture, and you guys were kind of talking about, you know, the sand swirl or whatever, which is one of my favorite. And I'm like, hey, Jake, how long did it take you to do that? Well, about a minute. I go, a minute? That would have taken me like 6 hours. And he's just, you know, to your guys' point, it's like he's been doing it all his life. You know, he is an artist and he understands the tools that it takes. Like, I've been a hockey player all my life. So I skated when I was 4. I'm now 64. And so
I was going to ask you that question, Ted, if you were a Red Wing or not. So
if you understand the term a cup of coffee, I played mostly in the minor leagues, but I did play 4 games with the Detroit Red Wings back in the 80s. So I did get called up and get a chance to play, you know, those 4 games, and they were wonderful. But, you know, I think they told me I needed to find a career off the ice.
Hey, you made it that far, man. If I remember right, center number 11.
You were correct. I wore my 4 games with the Wings. I was number 11.
There we go. I'm a hockey guy, so I pay attention to that stuff.
I'm a big hockey fan. I played at University of Michigan, and they're ranked number 1 in the country right now in college. So I'm optimistic, as you know, as a hockey fan, Eric. You never know.
No, I was one of the WHL franchises. I was their initial year, their inaugural year. I was working on their broadcast team in the studio, so I was the in studio guy, and then bought season tickets for 7 years after that. So. Done my time from the other side of it, but I'm happy I didn't go out and play because I'd have gotten hurt.
Well, you and I can probably talk for an hour just about hockey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what brought you over into the world of patching with the Patch Boys as president. I mean, you've got a pretty wide career out there of really helping companies expand, grow, and be successful.
Yeah, it's a good question. When you talk to younger people, you know, it definitely wasn't a straight line career in terms of what I did. You know, I worked, you know, after I got done playing hockey in sales and marketing and business development, I was in franchising with Little Caesars Pizza back in the day. And then it's, you know, it's like anything. My cousin, Tim Fagan, runs three of the businesses for Belfour Franchise Group. And, you know, when I came back from Denver, I worked for the Colorado Avalanche for a while. And then when I came back, the Belfour Franchise Group had just bought the Patch Boys and they were looking for somebody with my background. And I explained to them I was not an expert drywaller, but here's my background. They go, okay, let's give you a shot. You know, like anything, I'm sure you guys are the same way. You know, you roll up your sleeves, you get to know the people that are doing it. Back then, we had about 30 franchisees. And so you talk with them, you get out there. And now we're almost at 100. So we've grown a lot, learned a lot. And, you know, I like anything, I listen to, you know, to the franchisees and the experts in terms of what they need, and then develop a team that can support them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that you guys have a training center and stuff, because that's got to be one of the hardest parts of this for your franchisees out there. And, you know, those are all just all independent businesses running across the country, which are live and local in the neighborhoods. But it's got to be hard trying to find the help out there with the lack of the trades in the schools and stuff like that to really find qualified people. And it's nice to hear that you guys have some programs to help along with that.
Yeah. And like anything, that's our number one challenge, you know, in terms of finding qualified technicians, because we need people that are always experienced. You got to have 5 years or more to work for us. And so we start right away with our franchisees to go into the marketplace and find people. And we've done it. You know, we've launched probably 80 franchises over the last 5 years for the Patch Boys. And so a lot of experience of where to find them, who to talk to, how to network. And then we also have 14 other franchise brands underneath the Belfour Franchise Group. There's a network of cousin franchises in those marketplaces where we can talk to those people about, hey, where would you look for this, or how can you help me do this? So it's a very close knit family that our parent company Belfour has put together, and we utilize that to help our franchisees grow.
Yeah, that's a super helpful resource as opposed to digging through Craigslist. That's a leg up.
We've all been there.
Man, I tell you what, and that's one of the things here, and I'm going to throw these guys under the bus, and I don't throw people under the bus too often, but, you know, there's such an epidemic out there of unlicensed, unbonded people out there that are kind of fly by night that are on some of these platforms like Nextdoor, Facebook Marketplace, and they show up, they get the cash up front, and you hope it gets done. And many times I get called in when the horror story comes around of, well, yeah, I paid them and somebody said on the group that they were good. And you start looking around and you jump on their social media and go, well, that was her cousin that was giving all the grieving reviews for everybody.
You have been listening to the Around the House show. We will be right back. Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here. Pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back. After a 10-month break, yep, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player. Hey, everyone. This is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor. Hit pause for just a second. Grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you. Welcome back to the Around the House show. If this is the first time catching the show, you can find out more at aroundthehouseonline.com. Now let's rejoin the conversation with Ted Spears from the Patch Boys.
It's a lot of what we talk about on the show. I mean, for the listeners out there, is these cautionary tales of like, be sure you check this, be sure you research this, be sure you're, you know, if they show up in a 72 Cadillac or an 84 Celica and they say they've been a roofer for 15 years, no, take a look at their license number.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. And because, you know, we have every one of our franchisees has their local website. We have a national website. We're owned by Belfour. So any customer, you know, that calls about it, anything about the Patch Boys, guess what? I talk to them. And so if there's a bump along the way, you know, and we know every once in a while something, we fix it. You know, we go out, we apologize, we take care of it because, you know, we're here long term. We're not here short term.
Again, that's how you never run out of business. Very simple. Just good manners.
Yeah, no, right? No, you're right. You're right.
Do it right. Be kind. Be considerate. And you're not going to run out of work. You know,
yeah, go through, you could come to our training on some of the stuff that those kind of things. It's like, listen, be on time. If you're going to be late, call in advance and just say, hey, I got a flat tire. I wanted to apologize. Or one of the funnest times was when we showed up 10 minutes early to a customer and we called to just say, hey, we're really sorry, John, if you were a customer. We're a little early. Just want to let you know, we'll wait to 3:00. But if you wanted to start early, you know, that'd be great. This customer ran out of the front door. I still visualize this. And we're in a Patch Boys truck. Gave us a hug. Thank you so much. I wanted to get out of here early. This is great. Guess what? That job was ours before we walked through the door.
Yep. Yeah, that's awesome.
I wanted to say, for homeowners out there, quality work costs what it costs. This is labor intensive. There's not a drywall company that's going to come out there and in 2 hours going to get a piece of drywall up, get it up there with the 3 coats, get it sanded, get it primed, get it textured, get it primed again, whatever has to be done to get it to match and have paint on it in a day, let alone, you know, a lot of these projects are time consuming and time equals labor. So just make sure, guys, when you get numbers, labor's labor. It's going to cost what it costs. It's not going to be $100 fix. It's not what this is.
The adage, you get what you pay for, has stood the test of time, my friends. It really, and it's clearer and more evident in the contracting field and versus anywhere else almost.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. We're not the cheapest out there, but we're going to do it right the first time. We're going to make sure that you're 100% satisfied. We're going to walk you through the job when we're done, just to make sure that hey, we've gotten everything you need. And then you're right, John, in terms of referrals, those are key things to, you know, having your business grow, to have a positive experience. And there's so many ways that people can share now, whether it's reviews, whether it's in your neighborhood, whether it's, hey, can I put a lawn sign in for, you know, a couple days, you know, in your front yard? Any of those things are all part of long-term, you know, a long-term business.
Yeah, I tell you, just being genuine and being a considerate, decent human being and being upfront about that. And it's exactly what I used to tell people, right? And I was, not to toot my own horn, but I would sell almost every job versus my sales guy who would sell 1 out of 5. And you know who I'm talking about, Goranson.
Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin. But I would tell the customer up front, look, we're not the cheapest, but we're also not ripping you off. We're not the most expensive either. We're going to charge you what it takes and we're going to get the job done right. And when we're done, you're going to be dancing in your kitchen happy with us. And that I will guarantee you. I'm not here to fight for prices. I'm not here to outbid or underbid. We don't do that. We know what it takes. We're professionals. We're good at our jobs. And this is what it is.
Yeah. Ted and John, both, that's the one thing that I see is the people that are the new contractors out there, whether you're a plumber, electrician, deck builder, or whatever else, many times they're so new, they don't know how to bid the job because they really don't know the steps to take it there. More often than not, they're the ones that underbid it. So when you're looking at a job going, okay, I've got two jobs that came in between $900 and $1,200. And this one came in at $300. Awesome. Most likely they didn't know what they were doing. And that's going to be a really big disaster.
Yeah. I spent my time working for $3 an hour until I realized, until you do the math that first year, you're like, oh, I got to change a few things here.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember $2.95 an hour, John.
Yeah.
Well, this is when, you know, this is when I should have been making $25 an hour, but I bid like Eric's talking about in my first year or so of contracting, right? You're like, oh, I could get that done for $300. You're like, and that took 300 hours.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Didn't work. Ted, I got to ask you, what's the best way for homeowners to deal with you guys? You know, they're looking at their wall and I always say to talk to the professionals first. Sometimes you'll get the semi-handy person that's going to go, okay, I'm going to go up and badly hang the drywall. And then I'm going to call you guys to come in. And I'm always in that thing of, by the way, badly hung drywall can cost you more in the long run. To think that you're trying to save $5. Sometimes you're saving $5 and costing yourself $20 because now they have to mess around with it versus just quickly cutting a piece and putting it up there with a professional.
No, you're right. And in two things. One, we don't charge for estimates. And so calling your local patch boy franchisee, you know, I'm older. So, you know, John, I'd like to go to the customer's home. You know, I'd like to see there. I'd like to talk to them and about it. But, you know, we also, you know, some of the smaller jobs, you can also do those through pictures too, or at least to give a recommendation to the customer. So I would say anybody listening, reach out to a franchisee. And, you know, we'll be honest with you in terms of what's, you know, what's going on. If, you know, if it's something, sometimes, well, you guys know, they'll run into an issue. And normally we need to be in a home that there might be a structural thing where, hey, you know, you need to get a contractor in here, you know, because we can fix the drywall, but there's other issues. We're going to try to do what's best for the customer because we, like I talked about, we are a long-term business. Our parent company, Belfour, is a $3 billion worldwide company, and you know they, you know, their CEO is very involved in all of our business, and he's in it long term, and so are we. So we, you know, we will be, you know, your eyes and ears, and you know, in terms of answer any questions you have, and if you like us to do an estimate, of course we'd love to do it. And you're right, we're going to do it right. We're going to make sure we do it right, and so that by the time we're done, you know, it's something you don't have to worry about.
Makes sense. So you guys have a ton of franchisees across the country. So what is the best way for them to search for you? Is it good just to jump on their favorite browser and go the Patch Boys near me and see who comes up?
Yep. I just put in the Patch Boys near me and it would come up. You know, we have all the search terms that, you know, that tie into like drywall repair
and it's working
all,
well.
All those things. You know, too, we have that. But yeah, if you're looking for it and or if they need, we're not everywhere. If a customer calls and needs some help finding somebody, we can do that too.
So to be clear, Ted, I'm a web guy now, right? Web design, whatever, all of that stuff, marketing, blah, blah, blah. Did a search this morning. I'm using a VPN based out of Tennessee. Gave me three Patch Boys. I just put in the Patch Boys, no .com, no nothing, just the Patch Boys. Three different locations, you know, one location near you, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, you guys are doing a great job with that. It was easy
to find. No, thank you. I always hold
three
my breath
popped up,
when you,
each when
you say that. I'm like, hey, did it? I mean, that's how it's supposed to work.
No. If it was bad, I'd have kept my mouth shut, but it worked perfectly. I was like, oh, there's three of them. Bing, bing, bing. Checked all the websites. Getting done well.
And those are the, you know, the nice things for our owners, right? They don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We have a team. There's a marketing team that supports all of our brands. They set that up. We have an agency that I've trained on drywall repair for 4 years. Now that, you know, they understand the difference between sheetrock and drywall, you know, and all those different things, right? So they apply that to our business and that helps our franchisees, you know, grow their business.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Ted, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, they are. They are. Ted, thanks for taking the time today, man, and coming on here. It's been great. It's been great learning what you guys do. And I really think you guys are filling a need out there, because there's just been, over the decades, this giant hole in the marketplace that wasn't filled. And it's great to see somebody jumping in and saying, hey, we got this.
Eric, yeah. Man, it's, the time went by so fast. It was a lot of fun in talking business. And I really appreciate you guys connecting with us, and really appreciate the both of your expertise.
You as well, man. Thanks. Been a great time, Ted. Super.
Absolutely.
I love his calmness and poise. That is experience, my friend. And yep. He's like, yeah, we see that. And, yep. You know, here's how it goes.
Absolutely.
That's what, you know, years of knocking your head against the wall gets you to. Yeah,
exactly. I've been through a lot. You know, like I said, I'm 64, so been through
a
lot.
And I think the three of us are all getting there to that point where, you know, me and Eric look at each other
experience,
on a daily basis. We look at each other and go,
yeah, rarely do I say it's the first time. I go, it's not the first time. You know, let's figure this one out.
But I'll say the first time ones that come around now are memorable.
Right.
You got it.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Ted. And for John Dudley, I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.